Former CIA operative Evan McMullen ran as a third-party candidate for president in November. Some Donald Trump fans and conservatives were afraid McMullen might tip the election by taking votes from Trump. McMullen, a Mormon, was able to get 21% of the vote in Utah, but that was as high as he'd reach in any state. Now McMullen has announced he'll be leading a conservative grassroots movement to counter Trump and his administration. The effort is called Stand Up Republic. To find out how some local East Valley conservatives feel about McMullen's push, I'm joined by former Mesa councilwoman and civic leader Claudia Walters. Claudia, let's go back several months. What were you hearing in the East Valley about how voters felt about Evan McMullen running for president?
I think that there was a really mixed reaction to his candidacy. There were a number of people who were very excited. They felt like they finally had an alternative to what they viewed as two untenable choices, and they weren't feeling like any of the third-party candidates represented where they were. On the other hand, there were other people who felt that the result was going to be that it would pull votes away from the Republican Party, and their loyalties to that party were so strong that they just felt like this wasn't a good idea. I give you a lot of excitement from people who had been feeling like they were going to leave the top of the ticket blank when they were voting, and this felt like an alternative to them.
And there's a general conservative philosophy when it comes to certain social issues. Was there ever an extra attraction because of that? Because it seemed as though Evan McMullen represented those values better than the two major party nominees.
I had someone who said to me that they felt like what Evan McMullen represented was an approach to the world that was inclusive rather than exclusive. And they felt that that represented their Christian values or family values or humanitarian values or whatever label you want to put on that. I always hesitate to say the word Christian values because it implies that perhaps people of other faiths don't share similar values, which I think they do. Somebody said to me that what she felt like was that Evan McMullen recognized that the United States is composed of people of all religions, backgrounds, and diversity, and that he embraced that while continuing to embrace what she viewed as a very high value for her, which was being pro-life. She expressed to me, and several people expressed to me, that whatever her views might be on same-sex marriage, that he expressed what she felt, which was, this is a decided issue, let's stop talking about it, let's move forward. I can't tell you that everyone that spoke with me expressed the same opinion, but that doesn't mean that they rejected him. One person who was told me that she was going to vote for Evan McMullen said to me, I don't agree with him about everything, but I agree with him about more things than I do everybody else. Mm-hmm.
So now that the dust has settled, the fact that President Trump has been in office, has been for a little over a week or so. Have you heard both sides? Have you heard people saying, okay, I'm glad that someone like Evan McMullen is still involved in this? Or are some saying, well, you know, the election's over, let's move on?
I am hearing both people saying, the election's over, let's move on. I'm hearing people say, I'm interested in looking at the Evan McMullen movement, but they aren't coalescing around it in large numbers from what I'm hearing. If that's happening, I'm not hearing it. What I am hearing is a lot of people who are more tuned in politics than they have been maybe in their whole lives, but certainly in the last 15 or 20 years, who are paying attention and are very concerned. And some are saying things like, let's give him a chance, let's see what happens. Some of those were saying that 3 weeks ago and aren't saying it this week. Some of them are saying we need to find something to coalesce around, but they have not mentioned specifically the Evan McMullen movement. There is a sense that the current president has not yet come to understand that tone matters, that words matter. I'm hearing about a 50-50 split among the people I talk to on this, of people who are saying, let's give him a little more time to see if he settles in, and other people who are saying there's no time to waste.
Claudia Walters is a former Mesa councilwoman and East Valley civic leader. For a broader view of how Evan McMullen's grassroots push is playing politically, I'm joined by BYU political science professor Quinn Monson. Professor, how significant is McMullen's move?
It's significant among some particular subgroups. So I think you're right to point out it's significant It was significant in the state of Utah, and I think there's still a lot of potential there. And I think it's significant for his co-religionists. He's a Mormon or a Latter-day Saint, and his particular brand of conservatism resonated among more moderately conservative Mormons who in the presidential primary were pretty disaffected about Donald Trump. And so to the extent that he is effective moving forward, it's capitalizing on some of that same strength.
What would it take for a movement like this to really take hold? And is what we're seeing the last couple of days enough for some people to want to say, we want a conservative, but someone who's maybe not quite as brash?
The movement, I think, needs to move beyond Evan McMullen and beyond the particular subgroups that he finds strength with. So it's got to move beyond Mormons and beyond the geographic center that it has in Utah for it to have any kind of legs. And so I think that's the real key. Can he attract other conservative luminaries to this movement in a way that would allow them to start resonating with other conservative voters? And there's some possibilities here in terms of the kinds of publications and organizations that were reluctant to get on board with Donald Trump in the campaign. And I'm thinking particularly of publications like National Review that were adamantly anti-Trump in the nomination stage and reluctant even through the general election, and have been consistently conservative in how they approach issues, but also, you know, unwilling to bow and to the president on some of these larger issues, not being overly critical, but also not fawning in their praise either, right? Not the same way that you might think of Breitbart or other conservative online publications that have been tools of the Trump campaign and brought people into the White House, like Steve Bannon. The Koch brothers over the weekend were heavily critical of this immigration and refugee executive order. They're another possibility of and a source of pretty substantial resources if they got into this movement as well.
Would it have helped a movement like this initially sort of jumping off and getting its initial media attention if, let's say, Mitt Romney were the head of it instead of Evan McMullen?
Sure. I think it would have, and I think Mitt Romney did everything he could in the nomination stage to keep Donald Trump from getting the nomination, and then kind of went silent after that, right? His radio silence after Trump was nominated was indicative of, you know, his reluctance to be in opposition to his party's nominee. He's a loyal partisan in that sense. But I think there's still some reluctance there. I think there's still some heartburn over some of these things, and the more that the president does to stir up that heartburn, the greater chance there is that somebody like Mitt Romney would take a more active role, and that would be a big deal, and I think would galvanize the people. I see Senator McCain in Arizona playing a similar role, and Senator Flake in Arizona playing a similar role. Both of them have been very critical of Donald Trump during the campaign and have even been critical over the weekend, right, in terms of their public statements.
Quinn Monson is an associate professor in the Department of Political Science at Brigham Young University. And Professor, thanks.
Thank you.